opening tomorrow in theaters across Ontario. New movie from the Kendrick brothers. It's called The Forge. We have producer Stephen Kendrick with us. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. My privilege, Todd. Appreciate you.
As brothers now, you've given us 9 movies. And can you tell us a little bit about The Forge?
Sure. Well, if you liked War Room, you're going to love The Forge. This movie focuses in on discipleship, which the church in this generation desperately needs. But it's a family-friendly movie. It's full of inspiration. There's laughter and tears. It's a great one to take your family, your church to, your friends to. But it has something for everybody. This movie challenges young people to step up, young men to step up into manhood and to responsibility. There's things for employers to do who want to honor God with their business. This movie has a message for praying mamas, single moms that are at home wondering, you know, God, I feel overwhelmed. Would you send somebody to help my kid? And it has a message for churches and pastors because it communicates a message about mentorship and discipleship and God laying people on your heart that you don't just speak to from a distance, but you invite into your life and you let them follow you as you follow Christ, you know, which is what the Apostle Paul modeled in Scripture.
Now, you said if you like The War Room, you will like The Forge. It is kind of an extension, right? There are the same characters involved.
That's right. Some of the characters, like Miss Clara, she is feisty and funny and is a prayer warrior in War Room, and you see her praying in this movie as well. Elizabeth was the wife in War Room, played by Priscilla Shire. She plays 2 roles in this movie. She plays also her twin sister, Cynthia, who is the mother of Isaiah in the film, and you actually see them interact in the movie. You know, it's the Priscilla playing both roles, so that's fun. But men are challenged and inspired by this film because The Forge is literally a group of men who get together and they sharpen one another and they help pour into young men at the same time. So men's discipleship groups are going to love The Forge.
Oh, I get that. That's from the scripture where it talks about iron sharpening iron, right? Iron.
That's right out of Proverbs 27.
Yeah.
That's correct.
I see that. All right. Now, the young lad who is just out of high school and he seems to have no direction for his life at all. And this is kind of where, I mean, I guess at whatever age, you can find yourself in that spot, right?
Sure. Absolutely. And I think young people, when they get out of high school, many times, if they're not getting a job, they're not going off to school, they'll just start diving into, you know, get video games or addictions or things. They don't know what to do. So as you follow Isaiah at the beginning of the film, a lot of young people will be able to relate to him. But his praying mother is saying, God, I don't know what to do. I'm at my wit's end and I'm trying to help my son step up, but I can't call the man out of my son. So as she is praying for him, you see this very sharp, impressive, successful businessman reach out to him, hire him, and he teaches him how to set his alarm, get up, show up at work, look people in the eye, you know, be a good employee. But he also tells him the why behind his own life, what God has taught him over the years. And Isaiah ends up coming to Christ about halfway through the film. It's a very powerful moment in the movie. But then he learns how to become a disciple, you know, diving into God's word, applying scripture, following this spiritual mentor that is in his life. And so this movie ends in a place where he's ready to go out and disciple other people and be a part of the Great Commission because he's seen what it has meant for him to have all these other people sharpening and pouring into him. And he's been so blown away by his own growth in so many areas of his life. People don't even recognize him at the end of the film from where he starts in the movie. But he's ready to pour into other people. And I think churches are going to love this movie. You can watch it, you know, with your kids. There's no profanity or immorality in the film. It's very family friendly, but it is an emotional roller coaster and very inspiring at the end.
It's The Forge opening this weekend, the latest movie from the Kendrick brothers. And we've been speaking to Stephen Kendrick. Thanks for your time, Stephen.
Thank you so much. God bless you.